But Maddie, congratulations again on this one.
Cheers.
It's basically the total eclipse of my heart.
What a note to end on.
I know, right? Hi guys, and welcome to the next episode of A Beer with the Brewer. Maddie, how are you today?
Splendid, mate.
Splendid. It's been a bit of a rough couple of weeks, hasn't it, with brewing?
It's been fun, mate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You covered with a lot of stuff as well today. I like it.
Really. I'm not meant to swear on our own podcast, so I'm probably best don't say too much.
Yes, we all have those days. We all do have those days, but...
covered in crap.
To heal some wounds, we are here to talk about the Eclipse IPA, which I think is an absolute fantastic hop and beer. So, Maddie, there's a little bit of a kind of story behind the Eclipse and with the HPA branding. Did you want to run us through this?
Certainly. I might just crack one first.
Yes, definitely. Pours beautiful colour in the glass. And this is another a shipper, the single
shipper,
hop,
single
our single hop series
IPA.
As well. There we go.
Cheers.
Cheers, Maddie.
Well,
Australian hop as well, isn't it?
It is. It's the latest Aussie hop. Yeah, as you said, next one in our single hop IPA series. This time we've used the new Aussie one,
yes.
Eclipse. Mm-hmm. This one's only been commercially available, I think, for two seasons.
Yep.
I think they had a big launch planned for last year.
Was that the Indies, wasn't it?
Then of course, everyone got shut down with COVID,
yeah.
So got pushed back.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so HPA, the hop growers down in Tasmania, also in Victoria, the Australian hop growers.
Yes.
That's their latest sort of creation to come through their breeding program.
Mm-hmm.
I think previous to this, we've spoken about an Enigma one we did.
Enigma, yes.
Which is the most recent one before this. But yeah, in terms of the hop profile, completely different to Enigma.
Total opposite, isn't it?
Most of their other hops, actually. So quite interesting. The profile they're really pushing, and I think comes through, is mandarin and citrus.
100%. That mandarin really sings through, doesn't it? And I think... I guess that's the reason why, again, we do these single hop series to really kind of showcase the flavor profiles that you actually get from these single hops. And this is probably one of the standouts by nominating that mandarin profile.
Mm.
And man, it just jumps out at you. Just stunning.
So like most of the Aussie hops, the profile is really high in alpha acids,
mm-hmm.
which is the bittering compound, I guess.
Yep.
And then this one has quite high oil content, hence all the flavour.
Yeah.
So when you brew with it, to avoid the beer being overly bitter, we don't use a lot in the actual hot side of the brew,
mm-hmm.
as we say in the brewing.
Yes.
That a little bit in the whirlpool for a bit of flavour. And then it was heavily dry hopped.
Yeah.
So yeah, just absolutely loaded up the dry hop to bring out all those nice oils into the beer, which brings out that beautiful mandarin citrus fruitiness.
Yeah, fantastic.
So, yeah, I get a bit of, aside from the mandarin citrus and tropical, on its own, it really stands out. So I think HPA about this time last year when they were first launching it, sent the hop out to about 12 breweries.
Mm-hmm.
And I tasted all of those beers. I don't think any were quite as good as this one.
No, I don't think so. Maybe some bias, but...
No. So that was probably the first time I'd tasted the hop in a beer. And then, yeah, when we're talking about doing our next single hop one, it sort of seemed like an obvious choice. So got in touch with our local HBA rep and organised the collab. So they were really good and they sent us the hops up.
Yep.
Obviously, we put their branding on the can,
Got
their cool Eclipse branding. Another shout out to Verg for the cool can. And yeah, we've come out with the end product, which is, I think, pretty tasty.
Oh, it's very nice. And like you mentioned, alpha acids being pretty high in this, but it doesn't actually translate into that real kind of bitterness on the back palate.
That's sort of how you use the hop. So if you,
I guess that's using less in the hot side. The earlier, also to strip that stuff out.
The
yeah?
more you use in the brew, the sort of more bitterness that will come through. Even though it's an IPA, try to avoid that a little bit. If it's too bitter, it's like you might have a glass and that's probably it.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, as I think you may have found out a couple of weeks ago, it's quite Moorish.
Yeah. Kind of did a number on myself, some would say.
So we are. We're probably a week or two late because we've had a lot going on during this podcast. So it's been out for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
When it was fresh on tap here in our new beer garden, it was extra tasty on like, Friday.
It was like biting into a mandarin. It was very nice for summer. Sneaks up on you as well after a couple.
Apparently.
I think I lost the use of my legs at one stage. And actually, we do have a new setting for
the podcast in the
beer garden. So over the next couple, I reckon we'll pick a few different spots around the new brewery and the restaurant here just to kind of showcase little sections of it as well, just to bring everyone up to speed on what's happening here at the River Makers and Revel 2.0. So, but Matty, this is an absolute delightful single hop IPA, and I think you've done it absolutely massive justice for the hop.
We have spoken about this before, but we haven't done one for probably 2 or 3 months. The last one being the Idaho 7.
Idaho 7, yes.
So generally the base beer is pretty much the same. And then you're
6.5%.
It's all about, depending on the hop, how you use it to really showcase it.
Yeah.
So the previous one, the Idaho 7, the alpha acid was high to mid, but nowhere near this. This is like 19, which is sort of at the real higher end.
Okay.
So with that one, we actually put some more hops into the brew and still heavily dry hopped it. Whereas, as I said, this one, largely dry hop, just to try and get all that beautiful flavor without it being too bitter. And then, as we've done in the past with a couple, when we really like the single hops, you can use them into other beers as sort of companion hops. So our session ale is 3 of the hops we've used in single hop beers.
Nice foam on this as well.
Yeah, really good foam.
Very good.
So I think we're gonna probably pop this one into an upcoming hazy pale we've got coming out.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
So that should be good.
Yeah, definitely. That'd be fantastic. All right, guys. Well, if you would like some of this, this is out in trade at the moment. We'll throw it up on the socials, just like everything else that we do. So you can go out and experience it as well. But Maddie, congratulations again on this one.
Cheers.
It's basically the total eclipse of my heart.
Well, what a note to end on.
I know, right? Cheers, guys.